This is Will's Band of the Week for March 8th, 2020. Welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with David from the New York City Bureau.
Hello.
And Jeremiah from the Santa Fe Bureau.
Hey, everybody.
And we were going to have Chris, but and we were also going to do a special South by Southwest preview episode. Unfortunately, there have been intervening events. So we could just sign off right now, right? Southwest, South by Southwest preview, good night.
That's right. As far as we know, that's exactly what the Austin 100 has done, because there has been no Austin 100, which there would have been by now. Well, I think they were holding it, and PR was holding it.
It seems that way, doesn't it? They never said anything about it, though, right? It was weird.
I couldn't find any news about it or anything, right?
I even
tried. If you searched Austin 100, you got last year's, and that was it.
And I tried to do a tweet, you know, asking about it, and it got nothing. It's like we went into a black hole. So yeah,
they either had some inside information, or maybe they were just kind of holding on to it or something.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah,
just kind of bizarre that they haven't said a word, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, you would think that if it was in progress at all, they could at least put something together and say basically what we're doing, which is this is what we would have said or would have seen, would have heard, you know.
Yeah, we're going to try
to a little taste of it for the sake of these bands that, you know,
exactly
aren't going to be there.
We're going to try to promote bands regardless, because that's what we do, right?
Absolutely. And so I just was searching. I looked up the hashtag on Twitter. South by Southwest canceled, which you can spell either with one L or two L's, and they both bring up different threads, which is funny.
Yeah.
And there are people there saying, I mean, this addresses the film people as well and other people, not just the music, but you know, there are people there saying, if you have an indie film and you were planning to promote it at South by Southwest, here's a podcast or here's a show or here's a venue or whatever where, you know, we'd like to help you. So just let us know, because obviously there's a lot of stuff that was going to be presented.
Yeah.
Films, documentaries, records, you name it. And it's looking for a home. So maybe we should, put out the invitation, not to be ghoulish or anything, but put out the invitation if you were going to South by Southwest and you're looking for publicity that you're not going to get now, hey, come to our podcast.
Yeah.
Be a guest. Forge Radio. We're calling
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's right.
That's what we're for, is to like promote these people. So, you know, just spread the word. So it is really sad that that this opportunity for them is taken away, but hopefully there's other outlets like you're talking about, David, that they can fill into.
There are a few of the club owners and promoters are trying to sort of piece something together so that there's still something going on in Austin. I think about half of us have canceled our travel plans, and I'm not sure if it's still viable, but since I've got some flexibility, I was planning on getting there by Amtrak, and I checked with them and I can cancel up until the time the train leaves the station. So
that's pretty flexible.
Yeah, it's like about an hour after it's scheduled to leave the station.
Yeah, that would be a problem. And then I don't know, airfares, I think airlines are maybe sort of being less flexible. So I don't know. It seems like probably there won't be enough still going on there to make it worthwhile to try to still go. But I'm trying to keep an open mind. So I think we should just promote a bunch of bands, you know, that we were interested in seeing. And plus, I think it's kind of fun just rattling off a bunch of bands and playing a bunch of songs, because it's all about the music discovery, right? I mean, I think it's one of the fun things about, and you know, part of the reason that this whole cancellation is so terrible, like to me, it probably, you guys probably think similarly, is that the anticipation of it and kind of studying up on the bands and everything is so fun, and it kind of builds up this anticipation. And so now, you know, to just have it like completely taken away is kind of devastating, but we still got to do all the, a lot of the band study and discover a lot of great music, right?
Exactly. Yeah. This really kind of hones you in on trying to look at new bands and listen to them and kind of make some time to do that. And so that was good. At least it got me to, you know, discover some new stuff. And we haven't really called on whether we're going to go or not. I have to kind of work that out with the airlines and my wife, and maybe just go visit friends there and see some shows while we're there, if there is some stuff happening. But so we're not quite sure if we're going to go or not, but it was a good exercise in discovering some new cool stuff. So I'm excited.
Well, should we rattle off some music then? So
let's do it.
Everything that we're going to play is by a band that was scheduled to be in Austin. So, for what it's worth. So, well, I'll start out. I've got Porridge Radio here on my list, and I've been looking forward to this album and this band for quite a while. They're from Brighton, England, and they're kind of cool. So here's a song called Lilac.
So uncomfortable, I'm not anything unforgivable, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to get bitter, forget how to make you better. I know you're so uncomfortable. I'm stuck, 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 and I don't know how to find.
That's Porridge Radio.
Yeah, that's a great start to the album. That whole, whatever they've released so far, I really have liked on that, their new album.
Right, they put out a few tracks and the rest of the album comes out very soon. So, yep, check it out. All
Is
right.
that their first album, or did they have something else?
They may have had like an EP or something. I think it's their first
singles,
first full album. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, I really like it though. And that's like the most mellow, really, of what they've released, I think, so far. That song that you picked, the other ones are pretty edgy.
Yeah, so it'll be fun to hear the whole thing. Porridge Radio. All right, Jeremiah, you've got a bunch of picks, so take one of yours.
Let's see. Well, maybe we just start with something kind of fun and dancey, just get us, lift our mood a little bit. This is Otha, and it's her real name is Othali Husoy. I don't know. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but she's from Norway, and I don't know how to pronounce Norwegian, but it's to me, it's just fun synth kind of dance pop, which she, I've heard someone or read someone describe it as kind of club music for the introvert. That kind of sounds like it might fit my bill. So, she's only released a few singles, and this one is called I'm On Top.
Otha. Yeah, that's a really good one. And I had not heard it until you brought it up. So that's very cool.
Yeah, I was excited to, there was going to be a, she was going to be on the Luminel Records kind of showcase night. I think she's not on Luminel, but somehow I think they were the one of the first ones that kind of on their blog on Gorilla versus Bear promoted her first, I think. So that night was going to be, I was really looking forward to that. I think it was Thursday at, with the Chromatics, some of the people from Chromatics and, Yumi Zuma and some other bands. So anyway, we'll have to pull a rain check on that one, but at least, we discovered something new. So that was exciting.
Yeah. Okay. It is now David's turn to make a pick.
Oh, Brooklyn band Thick, as in the word thick.
With all capital letters.
Sound? Hmm?
All capital letters, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. All capitals, T-H-I-C-K. They've been around for a few years, and I've been waiting to hear, to get an actual album from them. They have had mostly singles and stuff. And interesting connection here. I originally saw them, okay, you know the comedian and sort of monologue person, Chris Gethard?
Mm-hmm.
You know him at all?
Barely.
Okay, he had this one-man show, which I saw, which was great. Anyway, he had a, what do you call it, local access TV show in New York for a number of years, which I wasn't aware of. But when I saw the one-man show, I checked out the YouTubes of the local access TV show, which was this completely nutty weekly talk show with all these weird characters who show up and all kinds of in-jokes and weird skits. And, you know, I did not, it's obviously a cult thing. You know, if you get into it, then you're really into it. I did not get into it. But in the course of watching a couple episodes of that show, I saw this band. You know, he would have local bands on. And I saw this band Thick, and I thought, wow, those guys are really great. And that was around, probably recorded a couple years ago, probably like maybe even 4 years ago. So ever since then, I've been sort of watching for them and, you know, listening to these singles. Anyway, the album is out. It just came out. In fact, the first time I heard it, I don't know when it actually came out, probably last week. First time I heard it was today. So this is totally new. All but one song on here I've never heard before. So I just listened to it for the first time. And it's even better than I expected. So there you go.
Great.
Awesome. So I'm excited.
I picked a track. This is Brooklyn pop punk at its finest.
This is Thick, and the song David picked is Sleeping Through the Weekend. Thick, the new album, is 5 years behind, and I've listened to it a little bit, have a good impression also. Fun band.
Yeah, very fun. Yeah, cool.
Well, should we keep on rocking? We got to rattle through a bunch of stuff here. So I'll go to my next one. I've got a poppy pick. This was going to be my, I don't know if palate cleanser is the right term, but my change of pace after, you know, either like thrashy bands or gloomy bands. The pop band that I was hoping to see is called Boniface, and it's a band from Winnipeg. How many artists do you hear from Winnipeg?
Right, not too often.
Not that many. Yeah. So here's a song.
We can probably convince everybody that Winnipeg is the new Hamilton.
It could be. Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of far away, though. It's like really not. It's not easy.
It's closer to you.
It's not that much closer. It seems like it should be, but like to drive from here to Winnipeg, I think is about it's at least 9 hours. It might be more. And so in Toronto, it's like 11. So yeah, it, stuff gets far. The farther west you go, the farther apart things get.
But you can drive it. You can drive it a lot faster than the drive to Toronto because you're not going through anything.
That's true. Right? Yeah.
You can do 90 miles an hour.
You
the
probably
whole time.
Could. Yeah. Right. Yep. All right.
So, Will, you're comparing these guys to like Lemon Sorbet or something? Is that what you said?
To what?
To like Lemon Sorbet, like a palate cleanser.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Wait, is that a band? Lemon Sorbet? Oh, wait. Yeah. I heard their first album.
Right. Hopefully, we don't get a nasty tweet after this.
See what you guys think. This is called I Will Not Return as a Tourist.
Lately I've been feeling so strange. Wake up dreaming of cheap love in airplanes. I could never take what I needed. Our moments of pleasure were fleeting. And lately I've been feeling so cruel. A sweet plastic portrait painted of you. I could never draw out a meaning. Nothing more than a dishonest feeling. But you know it's not in me tonight. No words, nothing in sight. And lately I've been feeling so restless. I drove to a small town last weekend just to see where my head is. It's not here. All I found was a lounge with a jazz singer. Blue velvet, but how high do we need to get before we see? We're stuck on the ground. I've been saving money for a Greyhound ticket, and I swear I'll
Boniface.
Very nice.
Yeah, kind of a sweet pop thing. Pretty good
is
album.
Is that kind of typical the rest of the album?
Yeah, or? I think so. It's pretty representative. Okay. So it's pretty synthy. Sometimes it sounds a little like MGMT, but maybe a little bit more of the like sweet poppy side of that and less psychedelic. There, that's my description.
It's sounding a little bit Perfume Genius.
Yeah, that could be too. I haven't listened to too much Perfume Genius, but yeah. All right, Boniface, and now we're back to Jeremiah.
Well, let's see, not to give everyone whiplash after that one, but this band, The Murder Capital, they were one of my kind of runner-up bands for Best of 2019, and so I was really excited to see them. And they're kind of an Irish, post-punk band from Dublin. And I think they started around 2014, 2015, something like that. And I think this is their first full album, but they've been playing together for a while. They've been kind of compared to Idols or Shame or Fontaines, you know, our faves Fontaines. And they're kind of like an audio assault at times, kind of progressive activist through line in their lyrics. It seems like, you know, they're kind of speaking about some bigger issues, and I really liked their last album. So the The song I picked is More Is Less.
Capital. Yeah, that's pretty intense.
Yeah, did you guys catch them at all last year or listen to that album at all?
I listened a little bit, and it's maybe hard to believe, but it was actually a little too dark for me. It was so dark and it has a lot of slow kind of brooding parts to it. But I was looking forward to seeing them live because I think it might have, you know, come to life for me a little bit more. I mean, usually I'm the one who likes the gloomy stuff. So I've been very intrigued about them. I think they were booked for like 8 shows.
Right? Yeah, that bunch of them. Yeah. They're actually still on their Facebook page. They're still listed as playing at South By. So I don't know.
I mean, some bands are probably going to be there still because their tour schedule is taking them through there, right? And they'll just try to find a club to play at. So that's
right, exactly.
Kind of intrigued by that possibility. But I don't know how many because and I don't understand, you know, the whole economics of it, you know, whether they get paid,
they don't get paid to come, exactly.
Yeah,
it'd be fun to see them live, though. I've heard someone described one of their live shows, or it's like New Year's fireworks in a metal tent. So that's, wow. I was like, oh, that sounds good, as long as you don't die.
Wow, that's cool. All right, David, back to you.
Oh, it's me again.
Yeah.
Okay, the artist known as, I should probably look up her real name. I did know her real name. Anyway, the artist known as Squirrel Flower. I've actually heard her. I went to see a band somewhere in Brooklyn, and she was the opener or maybe the middle opener. Knew nothing about her and was really just blown away. The voice is incredible, as you will hear. So this is, I think, the first full-length album, and it's called, what is it? It has a great title. Now I totally forgot the title of the album.
I Was Born Swimming.
I Was Born Swimming, yes. So the track I picked is Streetlight Blues.
That's it.
Bugs in the street light. Our time is over. Soon, bugs in the street light. Our time is over soon. Don't say that you love me, then make other. But I got other plans.
Squirrel Flower.
Yes, actual name Ella Williams. Squirrel Flower is the project. Earlier EP also had a very good title, Early Winter Songs from Middle America.
It's good.
That was 5 years ago. So then there was another EP, and this is her first LP.
Another
beautiful voice. Yeah.
Promising young artist.
Yeah. Incredible voice. Even more incredible in person, I think, than on the record. And on the record, it's pretty impressive. Just amazing.
All right.
I'm trying to remember where I heard of her before. It was on like a blog or something, or we haven't had her on the podcast before, right?
Nope.
I don't think so.
We have not.
No.
I'm trying to remember where I heard about her, somewhere on a blog or a radio show. I think maybe that what is it? Brooklyn Vegan or whatever, maybe. They have such a wide range of stuff on there. Have you guys ever go to that site?
Yeah, there's the Brooklyn Vegan that does an article every week about new releases. And that guy seems to be totally into metal lately. Like, there's all this thrash
right,
metal
I know.
Stuff.
They have a lot of metal. And then they kind
of
go on to, like, you know, the one guy that I listen to sometimes, he really likes the Grateful Dead. And then he, like, jumps around to, you know, goth kind of stuff. And it's wide-ranging, that's for sure.
Yeah. And then there's the other guy, Bill's Indie Basement. He always has a lot of good stuff. He's more of an indie rocker and less of a thrash metal guy. Yeah.
So, no, I need to check that out more often. I always forget to check that, but I've heard it's good.
Yeah. Got to check it out. All right. I'll make another pick. I've got, this was another kind of poppy thing, but more of like the usual type pop style that we would listen to. It's called Lunar Vacation. And they've got a couple of EPs. I don't think they have a full length. And they're from Atlanta, I believe. And
right, yeah, I liked their songs that I've heard so far. Yeah.
Yeah, so I picked one called The Basement. Lunar Vacation.
Very nice. I like that. On their Bandcamp page, they list themselves as Atlanta Pool Rock.
That's interesting.
Pool Rock. That's like what you listen to while you're laying next to the pool, I guess.
I was thinking like when you're playing pool in a bar. It could be either
Oh,
one.
Maybe that's yeah. it. Exactly.
They probably meant the swimming pool, though, because that kind of has that little bit of that vibe, right?
A shimmery like Sunday afternoon or something.
Yeah. All right. Jeremiah, what do you got next?
Let's see. What are we up to? Let's do Yumi Zuma. This band is one of my kind of been my favorites, background favorites for maybe 3 or 4 years. I think they've been together longer than that. More like I think they've been around like got together in 2014 or 2015. And they're kind of like easy synth pop. And I kind of listen to them sometimes when I'm working or if I'm just wanting to chill out and read or something, or make dinner or something like that. It's like, to me, I really enjoy their, just kind of smooth, flow and based in, originally they're based in New Zealand, Christchurch, New Zealand, and then most of them have moved away from there. I don't know if they were there for school or something. And the main singer, and I think she's the songwriter as well, she's still there, I think, in New Zealand. But they were going to be there also with, I think, playing on the same night as Otha, that same show. So, but I picked, so they have a new album out, and there's only three songs, I think, so far released and putting out on Polyvinyl Records. And I picked the track Right Track, Wrong Man.
Zuma. Jeremiah is your go-to guy for the electronic dancey stuff.
And, right,
yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yep, that is cool. Yeah. It seems like you were at the festival like a day longer than a bunch of us last year, and it seems like you went to see a bunch of Montreal electronic bands. You were sending these videos, and it was cool.
Yeah, I think I stayed just one more night. I'm trying to remember what I saw that night, but a lot of this type of music is happening at that Las Perlas and what, like Seven Grand or whatever. They, for some reason, they were kind of doing a lot of both kind of Latino stuff and music from Mexico and the Southwest, and then also kind of the synth pop tracks. So I had a lot of fun going to those two shows. That's those two bars that are kind of connected. Basically, the back patio connects. You can just bop back and forth.
Yeah, I don't think
so. That was really convenient.
I don't think I got to those places last year, so probably
not.
Yeah,
it was nice. Las Perlas is like a mezcal bar or something, and then the other side's like a, I don't know, whiskey bar or something. Hmm. And then they share a back patio, and there's a food vendor in the back and stuff. And then one side's setting up, the other side's playing the show, so you can just kind of go back and forth.
Oh man, that's
see like
cool.
10 shows.
That's every, great.
Yeah.
All right, on to David's next pick.
Now you're just getting us depressed thinking about not going.
Right, yet. I know. Yeah. We got to talk about the future shows we're going to see all these bands at.
We're going through a wave of emotions listening to this music and having this discussion. I'm
absolutely
afraid.
Yeah. There's so no stages of grief.
I'm
thinking that maybe next year, you know, South by Southwest 2021, they're going to have to like step it up and do even more to make up for the all the economic and other losses this year. So it's going to be really, really big, really grand next year. That's what I say.
It should be.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Somebody's got to step up and
like what the economic impact. It's what four. I heard 400,000 people go to that. So it's like, crazy. Wow, that's a huge thing to pull the plug on that.
And the clubs, one article I read was saying that the clubs where they don't, and probably most of these clubs, they don't own the building, right? They rent. And they get charged like double rent for March just because it's assumed they're going to make a ton of money in March. So now they still have to pay their double rent and then have basically nothing. So, you know, who knows?
Possibly even less than usual. Yeah. Less than a normal month because, you know, we got this crisis going on, right?
Right. Yeah. So it'll be interesting. Hopefully there won't be too many long-term, you know, closures and stuff. Right. I guess they never seem to have a problem finding venues. They just make, like, restaurants into venues.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah. All right. David, your next pick.
So all I really know about this band is they're from Melbourne, which, you know, is usually enough for us, right? If you're from Melbourne, you get on the podcast.
You should.
So yeah. They're called Cable Ties, and they have an album just out in 2019, but this cut is actually from earlier, and it's called Wasted Time.
Cable Ties, straight from Nicholas's backyard. Mm-hmm. They're on Merge Records in the U.S., by the way. That's kind of cool, right?
Oh.
Yeah, totally.
And my other, great. The other comment I have is any band that has a woman talking, probably we're going to like it, right? That's the theme.
Right. Well, it's like, reminiscent of a certain English band. That's true.
And the band that we always confuse with... washing machine, but it's dry cleaning. None of us have a dry cleaning track because we've played them a lot on the podcast, but they were scheduled to be out there too. Another sad loss.
They were going to play about 8 shows in Austin.
Yeah, they had a lot of them lined up. Yeah.
No, I wonder if they're still going or not.
Well, it makes you wonder. Some of the bands, maybe they'll still go. Yeah. Yeah, I was hoping Proto Martyr would still go, and I could just go and hang out with Joe Casey for a few days.
Right, so, exactly.
Not that I want to hang out with the bands that actually do that, but, you know, just it's funny to think about. So, we all originally picked 3 tracks, and then Chris couldn't make it, and then just with this whole cancellation, I thought, let's just make it a free-for-all. So David only had 3 picks, but Jeremiah and I picked a few more. So should we rattle off some more? I think we should.
Absolutely.
Sure, let's do it.
So one of my themes... Sometimes it's fun to listen to bands that scream a little bit, you know, not like metal scream, but kind of punk screaming. So I had a band on my list called Petrol Girls, and they describe themselves on their Bandcamp as raging feminist post-hardcore from the UK and Austria. So, I mean,
nice.
How can you not like that, right? So let's play a track. It's called... No Love for a Nation.
No!
Petrol Girls.
Super fun.
Yeah, pretty fun, yeah. Right? Yeah. Sometimes you gotta you go see the poppy band, and then you say to yourself, I think I'd like to get screamed at now. And that's fun too, right?
Can someone please spit on me?
Yeah. Maybe not spit, but scream.
Right. Scream spitting. Right.
Yeah. All right, Jeremiah, you've got more.
Yeah, let me see. I think maybe originally Craig, what turned us on to this band, The Wants. And I think, unless I'm making that up, I thought for some reason he talked about them last year at some point or something. But they only have a few songs out. So this new album that's about to come out, I think only has three songs released so far. They're from New York, and they actually are the guitar vocalist, Madison Veldeen Van Dam. What a great name, huh? That's Veldeen good. Van Dam. What a great last name. She's also in Bodega. So that's another.
Yeah, I knew there was a common member with Bodega. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, I don't know. What is this, their music like? It's, I don't know. I picked this song Clearly a Crisis, and it's kind of like a heavy, you know, baseline. They kind of have kind of nods to what Depeche Mode, maybe kind of, and Depeche Mode mashed up with Nine Inch Nails or something. I don't know how to really describe them, but check it out for yourself. This is called Clearly a Crisis.
The Wants.
Yeah, how's that for some kind of broody music there?
Yeah. Yep.
It says here they inject the hypnotic pulse of Detroit techno into the practice of pop songwriting. How about that?
There we go.
Yeah, I like the guitar in there too. That's it mixes well, doesn't it, with sort of a couple different styles mixed together. Yeah.
And they were going to actually release. That's another funny thing about this is a lot of bands are releasing their albums at South by Southwest. It sounds like, because typically, you know, albums are released like on Fridays, you know, Friday mornings, but like they were going to release their album on March 17th. So that was like on a Tuesday. So probably at their first show at South by. So then hopefully that doesn't take away too much from their kind of opening day on their new, and Yumi Zuma was going to release their album, I think, on that Thursday, the 19th or something. So, but just the ripples keep rippling.
Yep. Yep. All right. Let's keep going. This is a fun one. This is a band that, I think I'm going to have to, I've only listened to it a little bit, but, I was kind of excited to see them. It's a British band that I think they sound kind of like Camera Obscura, but I have to play this track now and see if I still think so. The band is called The School, and there was some band, God, I think it was a couple months ago, Craig and I were talking about a band, and then the school popped up as one of those bands, you know, if you like this band, then you might also like this other band. And the school was one of them. And so I listened to them a little bit and thought, wow, cool band. This is from a 2015 album they did called Wasting Away and Wondering. And the track is called Love Is Anywhere You Find It. School, another band.
Very that, nice. Yeah, super retro.
Yeah.
I'm sad really about not seeing them. I think they'd be cool. So I don't. There's no word about a new album. They're they had a like a Christmas EP thing in December. Their albums are kind of spread apart. They date back to the mid 2000s, so they might be classified as indie rock veterans, but not that well known. So anyway, check them out. The School. Hopefully we'll get to see them at some point.
Sounds really great. Very hard to Google, I bet.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, one thing that helps with the challenging Google bands is that Bandcamp usually has a page. So if you usually you put the name of the band in Bandcamp, then you find that, and then you can kind of go from there. Bandcamp is saving the internet for music, right? All right. Back to Jeremiah.
Okay, should we keep rolling?
Yeah, let's keep rolling.
Got
a few more.
So this Ada Leah was on my top 2019 albums, and she is from Montreal, and she's on Saddle Creek label. And I think her real name, what is her real name here? Alexandra Levy. And I was really excited to see her. She's got a new album coming out. It's only got, or maybe it's just an EP. It's got only one song is released so far. I just love how just her songs are structured, and they kind of, most of them kind of build slowly and kind of go through almost different kind of emotions through the songs. And as she was writing this, her last album, it was after a breakup, and she was going through a lot of different emotions. And so the songs really seemed to kind of express that. And so I picked the song Mercury.
We'll be right back.
Italia. So, yeah, back to Montreal. Jeremiah's got that Montreal connection.
So predictable. Goodness.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Canada, I can throw in another one here, but it's gonna mess up the DJ because it's not queued up.
Oh, I can do that. I can be really quick.
Okay.
It's quick.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know how quick the DJ was. There's an artist who I think either Craig or you, Jeremiah, saw after I left last year, and when I saw the video, I thought, wow, that's really up my street. I'm sorry I missed her. And her name is Ellis. She's from Hamilton, Ontario, the home of Basement Revolver. So she has a new single, I guess. And I was looking forward to seeing her this time because I missed her last time. And now I'm going to miss her again. But she has a single called Fall Apart.
Yeah, I've got it right here.
All right.
I'm quick on the draw.
Good. I'm glad I could continue to contribute. Otherwise, I might have, just been laid off in the middle of the podcast.
True. Yeah, this keeps you alive a little bit longer. Ellis. Ellis. Yeah, good last-minute pick there, David.
Maybe next year somebody can put together a Hamilton, Ontario showcase.
Yeah.
Basement Revolver, Ellis, and whoever else is coming up in Hamilton.
Should be hosted by Anurag.
Hosted by Anurag. Introduced by Anurag.
Right. Yeah, I saw her last year. It was a good show. She played at that same place, the Las Perlas, I think. There was one of the nights. It was good.
Yeah.
Maybe Craig saw her too.
She was another one on my list that I, last year, that I was interested in seeing, but I, due to a conflict, I didn't get to see her. So maybe I would have seen her this year. Anyway, yeah. All right, I've got one. It's kind of funny. I was going through all these lists and thinking, okay, yeah, this would be a cool one to include. And now I can't really remember what it sounds like. I think it's kind of loud. And I think the band's got a bad name, so I think we've got to overcome the name and play the track. The band is from Sydney, Australia, not quite in Nicholas's backyard, but short bike ride, not too far.
Right.
They're called Shady Nasty. so let's listen to a track called Get.
Nice.
So let's listen to a track called Get Buff.
Killer, how much time do you think you have to waste? Are you happy with yourself? Focus and concentrate on the thing that is important to you in your life.
Young gun, wasting our time again. Your pen's a mess, you wreck the desk off the rails and you like a freight train. Tick tock, put a list in my dock. Fuck off! Chock full with the shit I gotta do. Run off with the nuggets through the cracks in my guts. I'm
father. I'll hide till I'm dead. She a fighter, she a grinder.
Dark brooding Australians, shady, right? And nasty.
Yeah, that was really interesting.
Yeah, kind of cool, right? I was very intrigued. So yeah, they could kind of match them with Proto Martyr, maybe, kind of like the dark kind of thing.
Definitely.
Exactly.
All right. Nice. Well, we got a couple more. Jeremiah's got a couple more. I've got one more. So let's play them.
Let's do it. Let's see. This next band is called Adwaith. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, because they actually sing most of their songs in Welsh. And so they're from West Wales. And I think it's, three or four women. Been together maybe 5 years, I think. And I just stumbled on them going through the list on South by Southwest app. And I liked a lot of it. And hopefully they're saying good stuff, because I have no idea what they're saying most of the time, because it's in Welsh. The track I picked is Lipstick Koch.
Adwaith, another band that I've heard of, but I never really listened to them, and that sounds really good. So now I'm even more sad, but it's the way it goes.
No, I know. We got to be positive. This is all positive.
Yeah.
Like you said, it forced us to kind of listen to and find all this new cool music. So I think they have a couple new songs, but those are actually in English. So I wanted to highlight something that was in Welsh and something unique. And so, yeah, a lot of their stuff I really like a lot, and I thought they would be fun to see live. But,
cool. Yep.
All right. Future.
We're trying to contribute to the dissolution of the United Kingdom by favoring all these Scottish bands, Welsh bands,
right, exactly. Right.
Northern Irish bands.
Right, right.
So, break up and, gives you even bigger representation in places like South by Southwest, because now you're four different countries instead of just one, right?
Can have a showcase for each one. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Was there a Wales showcase last year? I think there might have been.
Sort of. Seems,
oh, really?
Like maybe.
I don't know.
Imagining that.
Yeah, it seems like there might have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that's a good question is, what are they, with Brexit, what is the British embassy going to be like? Is that really, that showcase? Case.
Oh,
is it
right.
Just British bands, or is it just, is it I don't know, what is there anything different after Brexit with the British embassy shows?
No, there's just a lot less European, that's all.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No Europeans allowed.
All right, maybe we should get screamed at one more time. This is a band that describes itself as being from New York. All they say is New York, but probably near David's backyard, I would assume. They're called Weeping Icon. Any familiarity with them, David?
No, I've heard the name, but I don't know them.
I think last fall they put out this album, and I kind of listened a little bit, and but didn't get immersed in it at all. And then when the opportunity to possibly see them live came up, I thought, this is kind of cool. Some good loud stuff. From their self-titled album, Weeping Icon, this is called Ripe for Consumption. That's rock and roll, right?
Yeah.
That's serious rock and roll. That would be fun.
Yep. Weeping Icon. Yep.
You were right. Hometown, Brooklyn, New York.
Right.
I just looked it up, and they are touring with Control Top. And I will be seeing Control Top very soon. Very, very soon, in fact.
Oh, maybe you'll see Weeping Icon, too, then. That would be cool.
No.
Or not. Not that particular show.
On this bill. No.
Mm-hmm.
Because on this bill, no, they're not showing up. But stay tuned.
They're probably in your apartment complex, right? You like accidentally get there half the time.
Except they're, you know, right now they're playing somewhere else. So, yeah, exactly. I should remember to get their mail. I'm glad you reminded me.
Yep.
That's good. And clean out the refrigerator and feed the cat.
Right. Yep. Okay. One more pick. Jeremiah's going to make it.
Okay. What do we, just to kind of bring us down, mellow us out for Saturday afternoon and get us on the road to back to recovery after the shock of not being able to go to South by. So this is Boy Scouts. Have you guys heard Boy Scouts at all? Listened to her at all?
Yeah. I have somewhat.
Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah, it's really like kind of, it feels really kind of like personal music. And she's real, you know, kind of open with a lot of her lyrics. It seems like it's really honest, kind of aftermath of love kind of album. And she kind of explores, it seems like kind of like complex emotions, but with really simple syllable words and short sentences. Yeah, I really liked that, her last album, which was called Free Company, and she's on Anti Records. And the track that I picked to take us out is called Cut It.
Baby, I know for is it dress.
Boy Scouts, the album last year. It's called Free Company. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, we have gone through so much great music. And so we should mention that you can't get, as far as I know, you can't get the coronavirus by listening to a podcast, right? You can,
as far as we know.
Unless it like got on the microphone and then somehow, it would be a complex method of trying to spread a virus. I think it'd be pretty difficult. So you can sit in the comfort of your small room, your 8x8 foot room that you don't leave, and you can listen to as many podcasts and support bands from the privacy and safety of your own home, right?
That's right. And
yeah, I mean, podcasts, I mean, Will's Band of the Week is a perfect solution to being quarantined for 14 days, right?
Yeah, I mean, you could go back and listen to 500 podcasts.
Haven't listened to a lot of back episodes, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing our part, right?
Exactly. Right. Providing content.
That's right.
Shining some light on some good bands.
Stockpile your food, your canned goods, your toilet paper, and your podcasts.
Right. Exactly. Those are the essentials.
Pretty much in that order.
I don't know why they didn't put podcasts on the, you know, those lists of things you should have. Well, thanks, you guys. This was some really good music. So we're going to continue to promote music, even if we can't see it live. And maybe eventually we'll see a bunch of these bands live. So
definitely we will. So. Yep.
I might do a, the next week when we would normally be recording, I will likely be traveling. And so I might have to put up one of those, oh God, I have to just listen to Will talk about some bands. But I've got a few that,
those are good.
A few that I can, you know, mention kind of quickly maybe. And, yeah. So we'll throw something up there. So there's some content. And everybody keep in touch. Tell us your rock and roll stories and suggest music and all that stuff. So anything else or should we sign off?
Any bands out there that need promotion, don't forget to send an email.
Yeah. And the contact information is coming up, so you'll know how to contact us. Plus, anybody who can make it this far through the podcast deserves to have the contact information, right? I mean,
that's
they've true. Earned
exactly.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We'll sign off. And we'll talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Australia. You can subscribe or download the podcast wherever podcasts are available or from our website, willsband.net. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.